Hey, everybody.
Ow, ow, ow.
Welcome. Getting ready for the Buzz 24-7. Kelly Brown seated to my left.
Hello.
Directly across me, Scott McMullen.
Word.
Over here on my right, ladies and gentlemen, Laura Voice. And, we got a 24-7 for you. Got all kinds of stuff to catch up on, personal stuff and more. We're going to do that when we come back from this.
Hey guys, it's me, Laura. Recently, I found a skincare product, Love Indus. I had heard so much about it and the reviews were great. I had to give it a shot. You know, I'm getting older and I want my skin to stay young, like everyone, right? But I was reluctant because I'm a cautious, frugal shopper. Well, I worked with Love Indus myself to get the best discount anywhere. Not just for me, but for all of you listeners. We get 21% off using code BUZZ. Now you can try the same skincare line that I do, Love Indus. The reviews speak for themselves. I hope you love Love Indus as much as I do.
Ladies, listen up. It's Laura from The Buzz here. After reading about Handful bras in a magazine, I made my first purchase. And since then, not only bras are shipping to my house, but leggings and athletic wear. The sports bra, love it. The adjustable bra, awesome for day-to-day wear. But now the leggings, too. I love the high-waisted leggings. I love that they're pet hair friendly. They just hug me in all the right places. Handful.com is offering an exclusive discount for our listeners. You just have to use promo code BUZZ and you'll get 30% off. Now's the time to shop at 30% off. You can get to morningbuzz.com/deals today and use promo code BUZZ.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Mike, why are you getting all fancy with the little brakes and stuff? Getting all fancy.
You know, I came into work feeling good. I came into work this morning and Monday and felt really good. I came in, I burned off like 8 commercials before everybody got here. So I'm like Laura kind of sometimes. I want to get everything done. And that way, you know, you can breathe a little bit.
Yep, that's my Mondays. I do hate Mondays because I put so much into it and I don't get home till late on Monday nights because the scouts. It's just, I'd rather get that done at the beginning of the week.
And silken chip inside her head gets switched to overload.
Boomtown Rats.
Doesn't like Mondays.
But I don't want to be compared to.
No, I didn't. That's why I stopped at the silicon chip. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, thanks. All right, so I don't want to ask, but I got to ask because I have to say I'm kind of intrigued with something that I don't normally get intrigued with. And I'm, forgive me, but I need to know what the hell is going on with the Karen Reed thing. All right, I just, if you guys can sort of...
I don't know if I want to tell you.
Look, I...
You walked around forever.
I still will walk around.
You sicko, so you get a life and...
You're talking about 10-year-old, 20-year-old murders. This is a case that's being tried.
And stuff that is always being reopened and stuff and getting solved.
You know what, I a lot of it's just...
But it was nice to have an intermission. Now with the trials gearing up this week, so we're going to be
tomorrow.
Back at it.
Yeah, tomorrow, and obviously it's going to be the hardest part. Tomorrow is starting jury selection because everybody knows...
This case,
and most people have an opinion, and that's what they're afraid of. And obviously with the protesters and stuff, the judge has, you know, has a special area outside the courthouse. I think it's Suffolk County, a courthouse where they're going to be a spot for... everybody out there protesting.
Well, did you see the roads were lined this morning?
But they had to make a special area for them. Yep.
When they first did this case, and those people would it was like celebrity meeting. Get your photo taken with her.
Yeah.
High five her and let her know that you're with her.
She went on TV. Yep. Who does that? Who goes on TV to talk about? Pamela Smart did an interview with Channel 9 days after her husband was killed. Dressing to the nines, like just trying to be a TV star. And I'm like, that's
because they feel the whole world is out to get them. And it's a wrong perception, they think. So they think they got to fight it immediately rather than thinking of it legally and just keeping your mouth shut.
Yeah, but I mean, let's just say you were innocent. How hard would it be to keep your mouth shut?
Right, it would be.
But see, you've always kind of been the guy that said, "Hey, if I was being accused of something I didn't commit,
I'd shout it from the freaking rooftops."
So I think that's exactly what she's doing.
I kind of feel that way.
I watched something about a year ago, like a 2020 on it that went, you know, 10 minutes by 10 minutes by 10 minutes. This is where she was, all this stuff. And when it was all said and done, I'm like, Personally, I don't feel she's guilty. I don't think she did it. The only thing she's guilty of is probably driving while intoxicated.
They did, and so did a lot of the and a lot of those other officers did that night too.
Yep.
And that's the thing is, there's a lot of people that did guilty things.
There's something
that
stinks here. There's just something that stinks.
I believe that something happened at that other police officer's house,
and they're pinning it on her.
The injuries that are on him look like something of an animal attack.
He had no injuries consistent with being hit by a car.
Yes, because her taillight was broken, and they're like, that's where she got the scratches. Now wait a minute. If you bump into somebody with your car and the light, it breaks, then it bumps into your right arm. He had marks on his right arm, his left arm.
They can tell.
Eyes are swollen shut.
They can tell everything in forensics. If he was hit by a car, they'd know. There's a difference. That's a big thing. I don't even know that much about the case, but if the injuries aren't significant with a car, accident being hit by a car, and then you hear the description of what the injuries were, I'm like, there's no fucking way, right?
When it's all
do you think she's innocent?
Yes.
And when it's all said and done, they weren't married. She's not getting his insurance money.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the guy was living a decent life, but he was supporting,
raising his
niece and nephew. So she wasn't going to get a huge life insurance. She was getting nothing.
Yeah. Sad.
Story is sad. It's sad, you know, that his niece and nephew had lost their parents, were being raised by him, and then he, you know,
and she
dies.
Was a part of their life, obviously.
Yeah, and his parents have now, you know, they don't have contact with her, and it's the whole thing is sucks.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. I don't, like I said, this is not my wheelhouse, so I'm leaving it to you guys to sort of bring me up to speed. Although, from what I have seen, and I did kind of get sucked into it a little bit. What I have seen, I think she's innocent.
Yeah.
And the jury, circus that these things become is amazing.
As of the last trial, the jury has come out and said they were ready to acquit on both the murder and leaving the scene charges, and was only in disagreement over manslaughter. And they were confused in how to present that to the judge. The judge held up the, you know, this was, you know, this is how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And now we're into a second trial, which sucks because the jury, it's going to be so hard to find a jury that doesn't have some thought on this. It's all over social media. We got the Turtle Boy case going on now because of, you know, everything. So Turtle Boy,
what the hell is that?
Well, I no disrespect, last time I knew it was your son.
No, Turtle Boy that's been long gone.
Okay, I'm just saying.
We knew that. He had a turtle and he made videos and he called himself Turtle Boy.
The Turtle Boy was shut down as soon as his brother had no shirt on, was in the background of the TikTok video.
Shirtless kid. Wow.
Kid never wears a shirt.
Turtle Boy.
So Turtle Boy was somebody that had done an interview with her, and they wanted to use what was said during that social media video, whatever, to use in the case.
So there was a Turtle Boy interviewing Karen Reed.
What is it? And he's on trial right now.
Okay, can I bring in expert witness? Can I do that? Yeah. I want to bring in Hillary Amory, our resident co-conspirator with Laura J. Boyce in our legal quote unquote television legal team.
Legal department. How may I help you?
Now, Aiden Kearney is Turtle Boy, aka Turtle Boy, and that he has something to a role to play in this because Karen Reed.
I
get
that.
Who Turtle Boy was, and I was like, well,
so
that's another.
What's about to happen here? I reached out just so you know, Laura. While you were talking, I was texting. I reached out to Hillary. I said, "Are you here?" She said, "I am not. Can I help you with anything?" I said, "Call this number. It's the hotline. We're talking Karen Reed case." 5 seconds later, the phone lit up. 5 seconds. Bang! She was on the phone.
It was about a good 30 seconds, okay? Nah, I do have a life.
Probably like 15. You know. 15. All right. What is your... Laura thinks she is innocent. What say you?
I agree with Laura.
Innocent.
I agree with Laura. If I was on the jury, there would be reasonable doubt. That's why she has a second trial. I mean...
Now, that doesn't mean she's innocent. That means there's reasonable doubt she doesn't get prosecuted.
It's true. O.J. Simpson wasn't innocent. He just wasn't found guilty. Wasn't found innocent.
True.
Right? But I my argument is the injuries don't add up. They don't add up. And weren't the cops caught in a lie? Wasn't someone, one of those cops was a...
One of the police officers had some quite the text that he had to read in court.
Now, who got fired?
He's Proctor. Proctor.
Okay, all right. So,
gone.
What Proctor, is that? That guy got fired.
Is that not allowed this time around? Is that... Are they going to disallow stuff that was read in the first court case that isn't going to be allowed in the second? I'm asking. I don't
know. That's a good question. I don't know. Usually they don't, but Laura, do you know?
No, I don't. There's different things that they are fighting on what can be used, and this is, like I said, the Turtle Boy situation, and the questions he asked or that she answered, they want to be able to use those in this case because what she said could be incriminating to herself.
Okay, let me now I want you to step up. I'm going to ask a non-legal 100% media question. How do you feel about the way Karen Reed is acting and slash reacting through all these interviews and media that she's doing? How do you think that is making her look? I'll start with you, Hillary.
I don't think it's making her look good. I mean, I'm looking at her right now online. She does have a little bit of RVS, which we all know what that is.
Restless vagina syndrome?
I don't think it's her fault.
What's RVS? I don't know.
RBF.
I don't know what that is.
Resting bitch face.
Oh, okay.
Resting biatch face.
It sounded like V, and
Let's
I thought
in the mirror.
Vagina. Okay. That's what I thought. Sorry.
Hey, you know what?
I don't know, dude.
All right.
She has a whole other problem going on.
What's that?
No, if she had RVS.
Gosh. All right. I'm sorry.
You know what? Next time, I'm just going to drive to you. I'm going to come into the studio.
All right. Okay. But you don't think that she's helping herself?
See, I think she, on the other hand, is if this happened to me and
how you'd react. Yeah.
I think I would be. I would have that resting bitch face because guess what? I'm a bitch in this situation because I didn't do it. And I have all these people that are around him in our lives that were lying that night. I have people that I didn't know that lived in that house that could have done anything. And I would probably have the same, you know, I want to shout it from the rooftops. I want to defend myself. I want to be a bitch because guess what? I'm innocent.
I can't imagine being accused of something I didn't do and not. I would shout it from the roof.
To know that you're going against a bunch of crooked cops.
Scotty.
Two-part question for Hillary and Laura. Okay, she said, I hit him, two firefighters. Also, there was glass found outside, and they're looking at the control system, the internal system of the car that said she went rapidly in divorce, back.
Reverse.
Reverse, thank you. It's a divorce. Reverse. So what did she hit?
Did she get out of the car at all? Was there a physical confrontation? Could she have meant physically hit him with her hands? I don't know.
And I don't know if they have...
She said that they didn't get out of the car. She said they were in the car, they had the argument, he got out of the car and went inside.
Right, maybe. And she said she looked and he was not at the door anymore, so she figured he went inside. And she said they were back and forth, did she say, did I hit him? Questioning, oh my gosh, he's... Because when they went back and found him in the snowbank and said his eyes were swollen shut, she... At that point was like, did I hit him? Was this me? Like, she was so confused because the last thing she saw was him going through that.
So she claims it's did I hit him, not I hit him.
They said at the house that he never went in.
Okay, according to CNN, firefighters who responded to the scene were told that she said, I hit him. Not asking, she's saying, I hit him.
See? Kelly, now see
Kelly. Think they're crooked too?
I don't know, because I think she is.
I don't trust anybody that was at that house that night. I think there's a lot of liars and a lot of things that should be in question here. I don't know who to trust down there at all because they all seem guilty of something.
I don't know,
man.
To say
that he never even went in that house?
Well, they're all police and police friends, right?
Correct. One's a sister.
Speculation they could be covering up for each other.
Right.
Or
I find it hard to believe that nobody has a Ring camera. There's no footage of that night. That's another thing that I'm finding hard to believe.
And what
you know?
Happened to the dog?
Exactly.
There was
why
a dog.
Did they get rid of the dog?
Why is the dog all of a sudden gone?
The dog that supposedly bit him, the one that had the dog bites.
Yes. Yeah. You mean they don't? They have never found the dog? It disappeared from like the night after?
Yeah, it's gone. Got rid of it.
Oh, that's a big question mark.
See, there's a bunch of stuff.
And they redid their carpet, didn't they, Laura? Like in one room of the house. Oh, let's just redo our floors. Okay.
Yep. Redid the floors. There was text messages and searches on phones.
And I'm also hearing there has been, they're wondering if she has some mental issues because on his phone.
There was some text, right?
Johnny, I effing hate you is what she had left for the last voicemail.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, people can write that, not have mental issues. Anytime there's some sort of squabble, it's always paint the other person as crazy. I don't know what happened. I just think that there's a bunch of stuff here that makes me think that this woman did not. She's innocent. I don't know. I just think that. But getting you two together, we have to have a name for the two of you. Mm. Like I don't know. We've got to come up with a name for the you know, like Channel 4 had the I team, the investigative team. You know what I mean? We got to have a name for these legal eagles over here, you know?
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
We got to come up with a name for them.
You know, we talk about this on the air, throw it out to the listeners, because I got the Gerd Ranch now. And the listeners do a great job naming it. So it'd be great to throw it out.
And I mean this in the most complimentary way, Hillary, but you do come off as a little bit of a Nancy Grace.
She likes
fine with me.
You
hey.
Know, it's always the woman who gets blamed by some guy who thinks he's going to do and get away with it with a good old boys' network. I tell you what, she's innocent, and those goddamn men should burn. I tell you what.
Oh God,
I'm. I don't want to get sucked into it, but I kind of am. Just
but you are.
Vicariously from you guys, because you're so into it.
Well, this one's a crazy case, and it's so close to home.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, well, did you watch the new documentary that's on, I think it's on HBO Max, and, like, it's about her, and the preview says something like, the most talked about case you've never heard of. What have you never heard of? HBO marketing, bro.
Everybody
what
happened?
Wait a minute. Doesn't Netflix already have one?
Netflix did a 2020 Dateline.
2020 did one. Yeah. I don't think Netflix
hasn't come out with anything.
2020 did, because that's the one I watched.
I thought there was one on some platform. Or maybe I saw an ad for the one you're talking about, Hill. I don't know.
A Body in the Snow.
Oh, okay. All right.
The Trial of Karen Reed.
It's in her favorites.
Any other cases? Oh, can you imagine what her Google search history looks like? God.
Oh, you don't even want to know.
I love
what
it.
Will you, what other cases have your attention at this time?
Well, honestly, this one, and I'm trying to think, honestly, I hate to say this, but Dateline, I think, might be going downhill a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Yeah,
just not as hooked into the new ones as the old ones?
No, they don't have Keith on as much.
All right. Well,
so
there's
my attention.
Well, he's getting older. Maybe that's part of the reason.
There's an article that I read today, and I thought of both of you, and I have a clip of it here where it talks about the most mysterious unsolved cases in every state in the United States. Okay.
Oh, okay.
For instance, Maine is. I'm just going to give you a tidbit, then you can Google it and go find it. Because unfortunately, I just grabbed and copied and pasted. I didn't look at where it was. Maine. Whatever happened to Sarah Ware? A brutally murdered body of Sarah Ware in 1898, discovered 1898? In a woodland area, Bucksport.
1898.
Yeah, she's been missing for 2 weeks. Her killer's believed to have been a neighbor, but when the bloodstained hammer believed to be the murder weapon disappeared, the neighbor was acquitted. The case still haunts the town to this day.
More and more, you got to be New Hampshire.
Massachusetts. It was the Black Flash of Provincetown, 1939 to 1945. They were terrorized by a being they called the Black Flash. A figure first appeared to a group of children, tall, dressed in black, and growling ominously. Oh, 1945, a group of policemen actually reported seeing the figure leap a 10-foot fence. So that's in New Hampshire. It's not the Maura Murray.
Okay.
It's in 1980, 15-year-old Rachel Garden. Bought a pack of cigarettes at a market in Newton and was never seen again.
See, I'm surprised.
What were you going to say, Hillary? Tammy?
Tammy Belanger.
Yeah. I think that a lot of these cases, like in the Tammy Belanger case, they believe they have a guy.
But
they just can't. Yeah.
I think he's dead, too, right? I think he died. So. Yeah. This girl, Rachel, told her family she was going to be spending the night with... Rachel said she was going to be spending the night with... a friend who denied having plans with Rachel that night. A witness claimed to have seen her talking to three young men outside the market. None of the men were ever charged. In fact, no one's ever been charged. 40 years later, the case is hopelessly cold. Yeah, and in Vermont, the Bennington Triangle refers to an area of Vermont surrounding Glastonbury Mountain where several people have disappeared without a trace. These include a trail guide who... You don't go where people are disappearing, Hill. You just don't.
No, we send Greg.
Yeah, you do. That's how you find them.
That's how you find them.
Okay. These include a trail guide who vanished in 1945 while on a hunting party, college student Paula Jean Weldon, who disappeared following a hiking from a trail, and a guy named James who seemingly vanished from a bus headed to Bennington. So, I don't know. Look that article up.
I think out of all this, once again, Laura, Hillary, I'm amazing. I'm impressed with Greg bringing this up.
Trying
because
to get involved.
He has just... crapped over all of us for being into it. Like, I'm into it, but not as much as you guys are. And I'm just impressed to see that Greg is finally seeing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I grew up in a law enforcement family. I see things from a law enforcement perspective many, many times, but that doesn't mean I can't see when something bad's going on.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And this is bad. Something bad's going on here.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right? So, anyway, thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hillary, Laura didn't know I was texting you, but it's thank you for
joining. Oh, she didn't.
No.
What were you doing before you got on the phone with us?
She was working on a whiteboard.
I was working on a proposal. I was on my typewriter.
I was working on a proposal for CNN.
I wish.
A pilot. So, all right. Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate this. I'm telling
you're
you,
welcome.
This,
bye,
this,
guys.
This should be a part of the 24/7 every once in a while.
Yes, I agree. And you know, if anybody
has come up with a name,
if anybody has one of those boards where there's a photo and there's a string to another photo, it's Hillary.
I don't want to know Hillary's house. Hillary's got a room in her house that's got strings going across the world.
Me.
Laura doesn't because it's too messy. She's using a computer program. All right, thank you, Hill. See you later. Thank you very much.
It's very interesting.
We'll see
it should
what
be interesting to see what happens. And they're also saying that the extra police and everything because they've had problems in the town. Because the town is like, everybody's on a different side.
Crazy. All right, well, there you go. There's your Buzz 24/7, everybody.
Very nice, Greg.
Let us know what you
think. Very nice, Greg.
Greg at morningbuzz.com. Laura at morningbuzz.com. Scotty doesn't give a shit.
Nope.
We'll see you tomorrow.